and welcome to your GCSE Combined Science Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we are diving deep into one of the most important topics in biology, plant structures and their functions. Whether you're revising for your end-of-year mocks or your actual GCSE exams, this episode is going to give you everything you need to feel confident walking into that exam hall. We're going to cover photosynthesis, the limiting factors that control it, how plants transport water and sugars, and the process of transpiration. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for and how to pick up every single mark. So let's get started. Section 1. Photosynthesis, the big picture. Photosynthesis is the process by which plants, algae, and some bacteria convert light energy into chemical energy stored as glucose. Here's the really important thing examiners want you to know. Photosynthesis is an endothermic reaction. That means it takes in energy from the surroundings, specifically light energy. Don't confuse this with exothermic reactions, which release energy. Photosynthesis absorbs energy. That distinction is worth a mark on its own. Now, the word equation for photosynthesis is carbon dioxide plus water, in the presence of light energy, produces glucose and oxygen. And the balanced symbol equation, which you really should memorise, is 6 carbon dioxide plus 6 water, with light energy, gives glucose, which is C6H12O6, plus 6 oxygen molecules. Let's break down where each reactant comes from. Carbon dioxide enters the leaf through tiny pores called stomata, which are mostly found on the underside of leaves. Water is absorbed from the soil by the roots and travels up the plant through xylem vessels. And light energy is captured by a green pigment called chlorophyll, which is found inside chloroplasts in the leaf cells. The products are glucose and oxygen. Glucose is used by the plant for respiration to release energy, for making cellulose for cell walls, for making proteins, and it can be converted into starch for storage. Oxygen is released as a byproduct through the stomata, and that's the oxygen we breathe. Pretty amazing when you think about it. Section 2. Limiting factors of photosynthesis. Now, this is a section where students lose marks unnecessarily, so pay close attention. A limiting factor is the factor that is in shortest supply, and therefore controls the rate of a reaction. For photosynthesis, there are 3 key limiting factors: light intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, and temperature. Let's take light intensity first. As light intensity increases, the rate of photosynthesis increases, proportionally, so it's a directly proportional relationship. You'll often see this as a straight line going up on a graph. But here's the key. At some point, the line levels off into a plateau. When that happens, it means light is no longer the limiting factor. Something else, like carbon dioxide concentration or temperature, is now holding the rate back. Carbon dioxide concentration works in exactly the same way. Increase the CO2 and the rate goes up. But again, at a certain point, the rate plateaus because another factor becomes limiting. Temperature is slightly different, and this is where the biology gets interesting. As temperature increases, the rate of photosynthesis increases because the enzymes involved work faster with more kinetic energy. But, and this is crucial, if the temperature gets too high, above around 40 to 45 degrees Celsius, the enzymes begin to denature. Their active sites change shape permanently, and the rate of photosynthesis drops sharply. So on a temperature graph, you'll see the rate rise to a peak, then fall steeply. That peak is the optimum temperature. Now, there's a really important calculation skill linked to light intensity, the inverse square law. This states that light intensity is inversely proportional to the square of the distance from the light source. The formula is light intensity equals 1 divided by distance squared. So if you double the distance from a lamp to a plant, the light intensity doesn't just halve, it drops to 1/4. If you triple the distance, it drops to 1/9. Examiners love to test this with calculations, so make sure you can apply it confidently.